tomorrow. Look forward to a dry day with some sunshine, Charles.
Chris, thanks very much indeed. And now the shipping forecast, issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Friday the 13th of February. There are warnings of gales in North Hatsira, Plymouth, Biscay, Trafalgar, Fitzroy, Sole, Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea and Shannon. The general synopsis at midnight, low island 983, losing its identity. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, North Hatsira. Cyclonic, 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8 in North Hatsira. Snow showers, good, occasionally very poor. South Hatsira, easterly or southeasterly, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later. Snow showers, good, occasionally very poor. Forties, cyclonic, 3 to 5, snow showers, good, occasionally very poor. Cromarty, 4th, Tyne. Northeast, backing north or northwest, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later. Wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Dogger, Fisher, German Bight, Humber. Northeast, 4 to 6, becoming cyclonic, 3 to 5 later in Dogger and Fisher. Rain, snow or wintry showers, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Thames, east, 2 to 4, backing northeast, 5 or 6. Occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Dover, White, Portland. Variable, 2 to 4, becoming northeast, 5 to 7. Showers, good, occasionally poor. Plymouth, Biscay, East Fitzroy. Cyclonic, 4 to 6, becoming northerly or northwesterly, 7 to severe gale 9, decreasing 6 later in Plymouth. Rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. West Fitzroy, West Sole, northerly or northwesterly, 6 to gale 8, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5 later. Thundery showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. East Sole, Lundy, Fastnet, cyclonic 4 to 6, becoming northerly 7 to severe gale 9, decreasing 3 to 5 later. Rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Irish Sea, northeast 6 to gale 8, backing northwest 3 to 5 later. Rain, then showers, good, occasionally poor at first. Shannon, north 6 to gale 8, becoming variable 2 to 4, then south 4 or 5 later. Showers, good. Rockall, Malin. Northeasterly, mainly 4 to 6, but 7 at first in southeast Rockall, becoming variable 2 to 4, then south 4 to 6 later in Rockall. Wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes, southeast Iceland. Northerly, becoming cyclonic 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in northwest Bailey and southeast Iceland, and 3 elsewhere. Snow showers, good, occasionally very poor. Now here are the weather reports from coastal stations issued at 0400 on the 13th of February. Tyree Automatic, east-northeast, 3, 22 miles, 998, rising slowly. Stornoway, northeast by east, 3, more than 38 miles, 1,000, rising slowly. Lerwick, west-northwest, 4, rain, 15 miles, 995, rising slowly. Lucas, northeast by north, 2, 30 miles, 996, rising slowly. Bridlington, east by north, 5, 992, rising slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, east southeast, 3, 11 miles, 990. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, southwest, 4, 2 miles, 989. Jersey, south southwest, 3, 5 miles, 990, falling slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, issued at 0300 hours. Southwest, 4, 990. Scilly Automatic, west by south, 4, 9 miles, 987, falling. Valentia, north-northeast, 4, slight rain, 13 miles, 989, rising. Ronaldsway, northeast by east, 6, rain, 2 miles, 990, rising slowly. Malinhead, Northeast, 6, 16 miles, 996, rising slowly. And now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours and issued by the Met Office at 0500 on Friday the 13th of February. The general situation, an area of low pressure will move southeastwards across the Celtic Sea during Friday morning. This will bring strong winds to many parts, with gales developing in the southwest later in the day. From Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. North or northwest, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later. Sleet or snow showers, good, occasionally very poor. From Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, northerly or northeasterly, backing northwesterly, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later in north, sleet or snow showers, good, occasionally very poor. From Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. East or northeast, 4 or 5, backing north, 3 or 4, then northwest, 4 or 5 later. Rain or sleet, then wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. From Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Northeast, 4 or 5, backing northwest, 3 to 5 later. Rain, then wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. From Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Variable, 2 to 4, becoming northeasterly, 4 to 6, then backing northerly later. Rain or showers, moderate or good. From North Foreland to Selsey Bill. Variable, 3 or less, becoming northeasterly, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in east. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. From Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. Variable, 3 or less, becoming northeast, 4 to 6, then backing north later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. From Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Variable, 2 to 4, becoming northerly or northeasterly, 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 in far west, then decreasing 4 or 5 later. Showers, becoming fair later, moderate or good. From Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Cyclonic, 2 to 4, becoming northerly or northeasterly, 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 in west, then decreasing 3 or 4 later. Rain or showers, becoming fair later, moderate or good, occasionally poor until later. From St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. Cyclonic, 3 to 5 at first, except in far north, otherwise northeasterly, 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 in west, backing northerly, 3 to 5 later. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor at first. From Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Easterly or northeasterly, 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first in west, backing northerly, 3 to 5, then backing northwesterly later. Rain or sleet, then showers, good, occasionally moderate. Isle of Man, northeast, 6 or 7, backing north, 4 or 5, then northwest, 3 or 4 later. Occasional rain, then fair, good, occasionally moderate. From Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough. Northeast, 5 to 7, backing north, 4 or 5, becoming variable, 2 to 4 later. Rain at first in south, otherwise showers, perhaps wintry, good, occasionally moderate. From Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Northeasterly, 4 to 6, backing northerly or northwesterly, 3 to 5. Showers, but becoming fair, except in North Channel, good, occasionally moderate. From Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Northeast, 4 or 5, backing north or northwest, 3 or 4, becoming variable, 2 later. Fair, then wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. From Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Northeast, backing north or northwest, 3 to 5, becoming variable, 2 to 4 later. Sleet or snow showers, becoming fair later. Good, occasionally very poor until later. And finally, Shetland Isles. North or northwest, 4 to 6, veering northeast, 3 or 4 later. Sleet or snow showers, good, occasionally very poor. And that completes the shipping bulletin. This is BBC Radio 4. The time is 5:43. Time now for prayer for the day with the Reverend Dr. Craig Gardner.
Good morning. Tomorrow is St. Valentine's Day, which means, whether it's true or not, people will be worrying that the cost of flowers, chocolates and tables at their favourite restaurant will be inflated for the next few days before returning back to normal after the weekend. If such fluctuations really happen, then perhaps it is no more than supply and demand. But they might also serve as a reminder that when it comes to love, the best things in life might well be free. That's not to be unrealistically sentimental in the face of life's realities, where most things do come with a price tag and usually cost more than they did before. Nor is it to be insensitive to the anxieties of loneliness that Valentine's Day can bring. But in the difficult economics of family budgets, to suggest that all is well just as long as we can sit with someone underneath the moon can feel less than helpful. I mean, it's all very well for Jesus to say, just look at the flowers.